The lesson this morning is entitled, Things Unshaken in a Shaking World. You know, the Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Psalms 127:1. And so God in His righteousness is our only hope to a shaking world or country. As we all know, on July 13th, 2024, an assassination attempt occurred toward the 45th president of these United States of America. Truly, this nation is divided between good and evil, between wickedness and righteousness. The world and this country seem to be in great turmoil, and with anyone paying attention, there is much concern over the rally shootings that were allowed to take place at Butler, Pennsylvania. Sadly, the world and all things in it are shaking. The political world is shaking. Nations rise and fall, some divide and others merge. Systems of government change. Laws change. New leaders replace old ones. The economic world is shaking. There are times of prosperity, depression, and inflation. The stock market goes up and down. Businesses fail. Riches are lost by fire, storm, or theft. The social world is shaking. Class, ethnic, and race struggles occur all over the world. Morals and dress, sex, and speech have been radically altered. Homes face drastic upheavals such as divorce, unmarried cohabitation, and same-sex marriages, including something called transgenderism. The intellectual world is shaking. New theories replace old ones in science, medicine, and technology. Methods of teaching have been revolutionized. Textbooks, instructional materials, equipment, and software are often obsolete by the time they are produced. The religious world is shaking. Modernism, humanism, rationalism, secularism have replaced divine faith. The social gospel and entertainment has engulfed nearly all religious groups. Unity and diversity and situation ethics have become the standard of authority. Secular institutions have replaced the function of the church in worship, in the training of preachers, and in the dissemination of truth, such as so-called brotherhood colleges and publications. Let all these things shake as that which can be shaken, ought to be shaken, and will be shaken. However, there are some things which remain unshaken, which stand and cannot be moved. God stands unshaken in a shaking world. The Bible teaches us in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. So God is, as without Him, nothing would exist. Nature shows that God is. Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord has wrought this? Job 12:7-9. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Read Romans 1 and verse 20. The Bible teaches us that God is almighty. Notice these few passages. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be thou perfect. Genesis 17:1. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Psalms 50 and verse 1. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty, Revelations 1 and verse 8. The Bible teaches that God is the Creator. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1. Hast thou not known and hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding, Isaiah 40 and verse 28. The Bible says that God is one and there is no other God. There is but one God, the Father of whom are all things and we in Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things and we by Him, 1 Corinthians 8, 4 through 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, Ephesians 4 and verse 6. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, Isaiah 43 and verse 11. The Bible teaches that God is alive and He is called the living God. The psalmist said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalms 42 and verse 2. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6:16. Our God lives forever and ever. In Revelations we read, when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, Revelations 4, 9 through 10. Our God is the eternal God. The Bible says the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them, Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2. And so God remains unshaken in a shaking world. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same. And thy years shall have no end. Read Psalms 102. 25 through 27. For I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3 and verse 6. God's word, or the Bible, is unshaken in a shaking world. The Bible is true. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Psalms 19 and verse 9. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Psalms 119:142. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Psalms 119:151. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Psalms 119 and verse 160. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, John 1:17. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. John 8:32. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus prayed to the Father. John 17:17. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am the king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. John 18:37. Long before man knew it, the Bible teaches that the earth is a serpent, not flat. Isaiah 40:22. The earth hangs on nothing, not suspended by the fictional Greek god Atlas. Job 26:7. The stars are innumerable before man knew it. Jeremiah 33:22. The paths of the sea existed before oceanography was discovered. Psalms 8:8. And so the Bible is true and agrees with true science. Truly, the Bible remains unshaken. The Bible says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 40:8. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Jesus said in Matthew 24:35. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1:23-25. Jesus Christ is unshaken in a shaking world. Jesus is the Christ. The woman at Samaria said, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. John 4:25-26. Jesus was asked by the high priest, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Mark 14:61-62. Jesus was called Christ. The Bible teaches that Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Matthew 1:16. Jesus said, whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and saith unto him, thou art the Christ. Mark 8:29. Pilate said unto the Jewish crowd, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. Matthew 27:17. Jesus was proclaimed as Christ. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Acts 2:36. And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Acts 5:42. The Bible says that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Acts 8:5. And when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:12. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Acts 18:28. Jesus was believed on as Christ. Jesus said unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. John 11:25-27. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. 1 John 5:1. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is anti-Christ that denieth the Father and the Son. 1 John 2:22. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name, that is, through His authority. John 20:31. Truly Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus was asked, Art thou then the Son of God? And He said unto them, Ye say that I am. Luke 22:70. Jesus is the Savior of the world. An apostle said, We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14. Jesus is King of Kings. The Bible says that Jesus shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 1 Timothy 6:15. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17:14. Jesus remains unshaken. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. As a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Hebrews 1:12. The church is unshaken in a shaking world. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my church. In this text, the Lord did not say when and where this promise would be fulfilled. But to be sure, the Bible does indeed tell us. There are three reasons why one needs to know the time of the establishment of the Lord's kingdom or church. And please note that these terms, kingdom and church, are interchangeable. Since the Lord adds, save people to the church, Acts 2:47, or to the kingdom, Colossians 1:13. The three reasons why one needs to know the time of the establishment of the Lord's kingdom or church, that we may be able to determine if the church Christ built can be found on earth today, that we may know the conditions for membership in His church, conditions laid down at the time of its establishment, and that we may properly identify the true biblical church and be able to distinguish it from all institutions of modern human origin. The time and place that Jesus would build His church was prophesied in the Old Testament. In Isaiah 2:2-3, the Old Testament Bible says, And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. From this passage, it is clear that the Lord's house was to be established in the last days in the city of Jerusalem. Two questions now arise. What is the Lord's house? The Bible answer can be found in 1 Timothy 3:15, which says, To behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And when are the last days? The Bible answer is found in Hebrews 1, the first two verses, which tells us that God hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. The age or dispensation in which God speaks through Christ is the last days. But according to this passage, God now does that. Therefore, we are now living in these last days. We can even learn when these last days began. On the day of Pentecost, AD 33, the apostles were together in Jerusalem when they were inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak the Word of God. Acts 2, 1 through 5. On this occasion, Peter quoted Old Testament prophecy from Acts 2, 16 and 17. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. The prophet said it would be in the last days. Peter said this is that which the prophet spoke, therefore the last days had come at that time in the first century. A few years later, Peter spoke of that occasion and called it the beginning. Acts 11 and verse 15. The last days had their beginning on the day of Pentecost, AD 33. And that is when the Lord's house, or the church, began. We know the church was not built before the day of Pentecost. Because in Matthew 3:12, John preached that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is, it is near. In Mark 1 and verse 15, Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." In Matthew 6, 9 through 10, Jesus taught his disciple to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven." In Matthew 16, 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church." Jesus said He will build, meaning He had not yet built it. In Mark 9 and verse 1, Jesus said, "There be some of them that stand here," that is in the first century, "which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." In Luke 23, 50 and 51, Joseph, a counselor of Arimathea, waited for the kingdom of God. Notice in all of these passages that the kingdom or church is always spoken of as being yet in the future. It had not been established before Pentecost. And we know that the church was not built after the day of Pentecost either, because Acts 2:41 says, "The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." That is, on the day of Pentecost. Question: to whom were they added? The Bible answer can be found in Acts 2:47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." So the church was in existence in Jerusalem, and to it were added all who met the conditions of membership revealed to us in Acts 2:38, which says, "Repent and be baptized," which is to be immersed in a watery grave. "Every one of you, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles also, in the name of Jesus Christ," that is by the authority of Jesus Christ, "for the remission of sins," that is the forgiveness of past sins, "and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Not the Holy Spirit Himself, but that which the Holy Spirit gives, the free gift of salvation. How do we know? The parallel passage is found in Acts 3:19, which says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted," that is, be baptized, "that your sins may be blotted out," that is, for the remission of sins, "when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord," that is, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the free gift of salvation given through the Word by the Holy Spirit, which will indeed be refreshing, is the idea. In Acts 11:15, Peter called the day of Pentecost the beginning. Every time the church or kingdom is mentioned from Acts 2:47 through the remainder of the New Testament, it is spoken of as being presently in existence. Question: if the church was not built before Pentecost and was not built after Pentecost, when was it built? The answer, of course, is the day of Pentecost, AD 33. And so the church is unshaken because one can know when and where it was established and how one can gain access to the Lord's church today. The Bible says that the kingdom or church shall never be destroyed. The God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. The Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it or against the church. Matthew 16:18. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 3:21. The church remains unshaken. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom, that is a church, which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews 12:28. We've noticed that God, the Bible, Jesus Christ, and the church are all unshaken in a shaking world. But notice also that the promises of God are unshaken in a shaking world. God's promise of salvation in Jesus is sure. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior Jesus. Acts 13:23. It is to all by faith our hope. The scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster, that is no longer under the law of Moses, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Reads Galatians 3:22 through 29. God's promise of eternal life in Christ is true. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Reads Titus 1 and verse 2. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. 1 John 2:25. God's promise of eternal life is in the end. The Bible says, be now made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's Romans 6:22 and 23. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1:9. You shall receive in the world to come eternal life. Mark 10 and verse 30. The righteous shall go away into life eternal. Matthew 25:46. Being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3:7. God's promise of Christ's return is certain. Jesus said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:3. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3:13. Jesus is coming in the clouds. Jesus saith, "Hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Matthew 26:64. "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven." Acts 1:11. "Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him." Even so, amen. Revelation 1:7. Jesus is coming in the clouds to raise the dead. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Reads John 5:28-29. "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Reads 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17. "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." 1 Corinthians 15:20. "God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power." 1 Corinthians 6:14. "Jesus is coming in the clouds to judge all men. For the Son of Man shall come in His glory of His Father with His angels. And then He shall reward every man according to his works." Matthew 16:27. "The Bible says He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead." Reads Acts 17:31. "God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel," Paul said in Romans 2:16. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5:10. The promise of God remains unshaken. "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise." 1 Kings 8:56. whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, 2 Peter 1:4. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised, Hebrews 10, verse 23. In closing, those things shaken are removed, those things not shaken remain, Hebrews 12, 27. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, reads 1 John 2:17. We can have a hope both sure and steadfast, Hebrews 6, 17 through 20, if we continue in the faith and keep His commands. The Bible says, now He hath reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. If we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereby Paul am made a minister, he said in Colossians 1, 21 through 23. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name that is on the authority of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. Reads 1 John 3:22 through 24. With God all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. So prove your confidence in those spiritual things that remain unshaken by obeying the doctrine of Christ. We have recorded in the unshaken Bible our Lord and Savior saying, if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins. John 8:24. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 10, 32 and 33. So if you haven't done so already, why wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord, Acts 22:16. If you will be called by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, and insist on having the authority of the Lord or the name of the Lord, you'll believe the gospel now forevermore by repenting, confessing your belief that Jesus is the Son of God. You'll be baptized in Christ, and thereby God will add you to His church. Come now without delay, as together we stand and sing.
When we walk with Him,